the legend and theorizing about Northwest skyjacker D.B. Cooper just won't die. The makers of a new documentary about the unsolved 1971 hijacking chose the small town of Cleellum, Washington for their premiere last Saturday. Their four-part video introduces a new twist to the tale. It suggests we might have been looking for D.B. Cooper and his loot in the wrong place for all these years. Correspondent Tom Bonsi took a skeptical look.
The makers of the new documentary literally rolled out a red carpet for the sold-out world premiere of D.B. Cooper, The Real Story. It happened at a Cleellum community center. The town in the eastern foothills of the Cascades was chosen deliberately. That's because Cleellum is the closest town to where former Army paratrooper Walter Recca says he landed after he jumped out of a hijacked Boeing 727 with a $200,000 ransom tied to his chest. Decades later, Recca confessed to a close friend and to a niece that he committed the hijacking under the pseudonym Cooper and made a clean getaway. He allowed himself to be recorded by that friend, Carl Lauren, with the understanding that the secret not be revealed until after Recca's death, which came in 2014.
And you could see the cars, though, before you landed on the ground, right?
Yeah, I seen cars, you know, it was in the distance.
So how did you know which way to even walk?
Towards the direction right there where I assumed the car.
Now, if you remember your D.B. Cooper lore, you know the jump zone has always been assumed to be over southwest Washington, close to Portland. The airline, the FBI, and amateur sleuths have analyzed and reanalyzed the flight path many times. No one else has placed the jump over central Washington. Carl Lauren asserts the FBI bungled this high-profile case or purposely misdirected searchers away from the correct jump zone.
Do I believe that there was a cover-up here? Let me put it this way. It's the only honest answer I can come up with. Okay, D.B. Cooper jumped over Cleellum.
The FBI effectively closed the D.B. Cooper case in 2016. The Bureau says it won't reopen the cold case unless someone comes up with relevant physical evidence, such as the parachutes the hijacker used or ransom money. The makers of this new documentary found neither of those things. Self-appointed investigator Lauren managed to locate an eyewitness who, with some prompting, corroborates Recca's getaway. That eyewitness is a Cleellum musician and former logging company truck driver. Jeff Oshadis now believes he unwittingly helped D.B. Cooper summon a getaway driver to the roadside cafe where they were the only customers on Thanksgiving Eve, 1971.
He come in and first thing he said is, "Hey kid," he says, "where am I?" I said, "you're about 4 miles east of Cleellum." And he says, "if I make a phone call," he says, "can you give a friend of mine directions how to get here to pick me up?" I said, "sure, no problem."
At the time, the musician didn't suspect the soaking wet, odd, limping man was anything more than a French fry short of a Happy Meal.
Never saw him again, never knew nothing about it. The next day, you know, they're advertising this guy, you know, that jumped out of an airplane and all this on the news media. They're showing, you know, these composite sketches and everything. Didn't look nothing like the man I was sitting with.
I asked Oshadis and other people who attended the premiere whether Cleellum should or would embrace the alleged connection to the D.B. Cooper legend. Martha Wyckoff and Jerry Tone are local farmers.
I'm going to go with it.
I'm convinced. It's no question. It's lore in history, and we can't ignore history. We shouldn't ignore it. Got to celebrate it. Got to celebrate it. And let everybody know.
There's already a song to celebrate this new version of events, co-written by Jeff and Darian Oshadis.
This is how the story goes about the money and the man.
The three-hour-long D.B. Cooper documentary will be released online via Amazon, iTunes, and Google Play on Thursday. I'm Tom Bonsi in Cleellum, Washington.
The story has been told. D.B. Cooper's done running now. He was 80 years old.